Ready? Big steps. Big. There you go. Good.
In the living room of her family's home outside of Austin, 9-year-old Brianna Dupuy smiles broadly as her physical therapist tosses a fuzzy yellow tennis ball and Brianna tries to catch it.
Turn around and step over. Toes forward. Bigger step. Bigger step.
Brianna is conscious of her new audience and shows off a little as she balances the tennis ball on a giant spoon while walking in between a series of cones. Dina Dupuy says that before she and her husband adopted Brianna, the little girl was the victim of shaken baby syndrome and suffered a traumatic brain injury.
She lost all of her ability to talk, walk, crawl, and move her entire right side of her body.
Now Brianna needs speech, occupational, and physical therapy that's provided by several therapists who make house calls. The state, through Medicaid, pays, but last year lawmakers made an 11th-hour cut to the state's budget. Included was a reduction in the fee paid to therapists, including the ones who treat disabled children like Brianna. State Senator Charles Schwordner is a Republican from Georgetown who pushed for the cuts, which will affect an estimated 60,000 special needs children. Schwordner says that a Texas A&M study showed therapists were overcharging the state.
I think everyone agrees the state has a responsibility to provide these life-changing therapies to the children and families that depend on them. But at the same time, taxpayers shouldn't be asked to continue paying for these services at rates which are more than twice the cost of the commercial market or of comparable states.
A&M later said the study was flawed, but the cuts have gone into effect anyway. Dina Dupuy is among the parents who unsuccessfully sued the state to prevent the cuts in reimbursement rates. Now she wonders if the therapist her daughter needs will stay in Texas, while they'll earn far less than other states. Jimmy Ellis says many won't. He's the CEO of San Antonio Circle of Care Therapy.
Those people probably are dropping from an average salary of $95,000, the supervisors, to a forced salary of $65,000 or $70,000 at best.
Dupuy says that it would cost her family $20,000 to privately pay for the services Medicaid now covers. Having care at her home is the best option.
For my child, for instance, who has a traumatic brain injury, doing things around the house, such as brushing her teeth correctly, making her own breakfast, getting herself dressed, learning how to button her shirt, these are things that can't be done in a location, a brick-and-mortar location. She needs to know daily life skills.
She says driving her daughter to numerous therapy centers from their rural home would be nearly impossible. In an interview with the Texas Tribune, House Speaker Joe Strauss of San Antonio said reversing the cuts will be top priority when the legislature begins meeting in January.
Let me say that I believe the approach was well-intentioned. It did not work, and it will be addressed in our supplemental budget.
What does that mean exactly?
It means that maybe we made a mistake, and I think you'll see us address it.
But it's unclear whether other legislative leaders will follow suit. The lieutenant governor has not promised to reinstate the therapy money, which leaves parents like Dina Dupuy wondering how she'll be able to find and afford the care that is helping her daughter adapt
toes forward, toes
and grow. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.